The new 160,000-square-foot clinic will serve up to 20,000 veterans who live in northeastern Wisconsin. The project is being praised for the services it'll bring to vets and for its potential economic impact on Green Bay. A crowd of veterans came to an area senior center to hear about the clinic from U.S. Representative Steve Kagan. He explained how the project came about in cooperation between the federal government, state, and local agencies. Kagan says the project will create 500 construction jobs. When it's done, the clinic will employ more than 200 people.
It really is a shame that we have to be talking about stimulating our economy by building a hospital for our veterans. We have to find a way of solving our complex human problems without making war. In my view, making war is our worst human failure. But make no mistake about it, we have to do everything we can to protect ourselves and defend our shores and make sure that hostilities stay overseas someplace else.
The Federal Veterans Administration will lease the facility from a yet-to-be-determined private contractor. That means it'll be on the city's tax rolls. And the new clinic will offer things like diagnostic and cardiology services, things for which veterans now have to travel to Madison or Milwaukee. They'll still have to do so for a while. The clinic won't be open until 2012. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.